Let's move on.
Yeah, thanks for your question. I don't know.
Where can they follow us?
Damn, like, can I got this?
See?
Can I got this?
Like, okay. Hey guys, welcome back to the show that we do. I'm your host, Sophie, and we're here with the guys. This question is from Jeremy B. Vassallo. I'm a new fan to the show and hip-hop in general, and I was wondering if there was a particular reason for the extreme male domination in hip-hop / rap, even more so than other music. Is that a bad thing? Mike, why does your face look like that? <That's not true. laughs> He says hi from Australia as well.
Well, hey, mate.
Mate.
Why so sour?
I don't know, but it's no disrespect, but you're asking us this? Like, just listen to rap in general, like...
But he wants to know why!
Because it was started by boots? Like, I
yeah, I don't even know how you approach this.
You
can.
How
you approach this?
Figure it out.
Yeah.
why is there such a lack of female presence in hip-hop? Why is there a lack of female presence in music, period?
I think all he's genres. Trying to say, like, if the struggle or whatever, like, it was derived from, like, applies to everybody, why do only certain...
Because who's talking about a struggle anymore? The only struggle that rappers talk about is the struggle to get in the strip club to watch some girls' ass.
If you look, even back in the day, like, going back to the classic soul days, you didn't have a lot of female groups back then either.
You had a lot of female R&B singers, though. Why was that so supportive?
Well, that was around, what, the 80s or something?
Yeah.
But if you go back to, like, the 70s, you had a lot of male groups, and you had, like... Diana Ross and the Supremes,
and the Shirelles,
and maybe she left and then she went solo, but it still was predominantly male singers. It's always been a male-dominated industry for whatever reason.
But it's a weird question, only because it's such a, it just seems like such an obvious question. I'm not trying to disrespect dude, but it just seems like a very obvious question. It's like, why is there such a low number of women in rap? Well, look at what rap talks about on the majority. It's like...
Which would be what?
Ass, titties, money,
rap
drugs.
Now or rap in general?
Rap now. Rap now.
All the time, even back then.
It's different now, but it was still the same topic.
It changed around Poison Clan, Luke, that whole thing. When they came in, it kind of...
Right, okay. Rap was way more diverse back then. We've had this discussion.
Yo-Yo, Heather B.
But at the same time, look at the person asked. Like this, first of all, he prefaced everything by saying he's new to hip hop and new to us, and he's from Australia. So this man is like superly disconnected.
So he's more Iggy's?
You got one of the biggest women in hip hop, right?
Who?
And Iggy. It doesn't matter if she sucks, but you have one of the biggest women to come out in hip hop in recent years, and look what happened to her.
I mean, but she's trash though.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter at all.
Kind of.
It doesn't, because in fact, if she was factually trash, she wouldn't be the biggest hip hop artist to come out in years. I don't like Iggy's music, but the thing is, people do. But look at what happened to her. She had a very fast decline. Wow. Why? Because her entire authenticity was tested. There aren't a lot of women in rap because I don't think a lot of men want to hear women in rap. And I'm not even sure that a lot of women want to hear women in rap.
Why do you think that, though? I think it's dope to have, women rapping.
I do, too. I think it's dope to have women doing anything.
Yeah.
But a lot of men don't see it that way.
I don't understand that, though. Is it like an ego thing?
I have no idea.
Or do women want to rap?
Oh, I mean...
I definitely think women want to rap.
For example, like, I think Nicki Minaj, personally, it took me a while, but I think Nicki Minaj is a good rapper. And so, for example, when guys hear certain things, or like, for example, even certain beats from artists that are by women, sung on by women or whatever, they'll be like, oh, I like this beat. No gay shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they classify shit different if it's like a girl on the song versus a guy on the song.
I've never heard that.
Those that do want to rap, when they try to get in the game, what are mother men trying to do? They're trying to get in their draws. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, the only way you can get put on is if you do this or do me that for me or whatever. And they're not taking them seriously as an artist. Mm-hmm. So the barrier to entry is tough because there's so many walls that they have to push down. just to get in a rap.
You have to have a sex appeal. Like, not since Missy Elliott, we had a rapper that just came out and was solely hot based on skill. Everybody else, they have to have a fat ass, big breasts, a pretty face. There are some amazing female rappers, but they're not going to get to that level because dudes, they want to hear them rap, but at the same time, they want to fantasize about fucking.
And they want to see,
you know. Them, and so you have Lil' Kim, oh, you're rapping about sucking dick, and I'm imagining you sucking my dick. You have Nicki Minaj, same shit. But again, not since Missy have you had a rapper that's just like, oh shit, that motherfucker's just rapping, and she's dope. Let's stop there.
In the mainstream.
In the mainstream. Well, yeah, or even in the underground, like the more higher level underground. You have rappers like Psalm 1, of course, or Invincible, or Jean rappers Gray. Like that, or Jean Grey, who are dope, but at the same time, they all have sex appeal. But I don't think that people are looking at someone like Jean Grey and just imagining fucking, you know. But that might be why she hasn't completely broken out into the bigger mainstream. Maybe it's because she refuses to come out and show her ass or show her breasts. She's like, look, I'm a fucking rapper. Don't call me a female rapper. Don't call me a femc. Call me a rapper, and let's end it there. But a lot of men can't do that.
Just to go back to Nicki Minaj, she used to dress very tomboyish and stuff. This is all documented, and they changed up her image, and she took off when she got with Cash Money.
I think that, you know, for women in hip hop to make it to that extreme level, it has to be a combination of things. Sometimes they get stuck in those boxes where dudes, sometimes they get boxed in, but that box is so much bigger for them. A lot of dudes don't want to hear a chick spitting hard. You know what I'm saying? It's always been like that. I don't know why.
How do you feel about it personally?
Me personally,
you don't like it, be honest.
What? Women rappers?
Women spitting hard like that.
See, I just check for whoever's hot. Like, if you're dope, you're dope to me. And people are dope for different reasons. But I don't find a lot of female MCs or women rappers that are dope like that. Now, I have my select few that I fuck with, and that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of them for me.
Like who?
I fuck with Jean Grey. Jean Grey is dope. I fuck with Nicki. I know they're gonna give you. Oh, I definitely mess with. What's her name from Germany?
Rhapsody.
God, man, names, man. But that's just. But it's not just her. It's every rapper. I be forgetting all of y'all names.
No name.
Rhapsody's dope as hell. Beautiful Beastie P last year came out. Dope as hell.
How would you feel, Sophie? You want to, you know, you aspire to be a rapper in this game, and every single where you turn, like the person that you're running into is trying to basically get in your draw.
I mean. You don't have to be a rapper for that to happen.
Exactly. I was about to say.
It happened.
I know that. Her now. She came to be an effective host on a fucking hip hop.
No.
All they talk about is tits. Right. The whole fucking comment section.
Well, at least he wants to know why there are not that many rappers. And I'm asking you, you know, and you can say, well, it could be rapper, you could be as the host of the show, whatever, fucking whatever. Uh-huh. You know, but how does that feel to constantly be bombarded with that type of approach every time?
How do I feel about that? I mean, that's just annoying. I mean, you feel like you always have to, I mean, there is like a pressure to always look attractive or try and impress somebody just to get to the next level of what you're trying to do, if that makes sense. And it sucks. It's annoying.
That's anybody, I guess, right? You're trying to keep their appearance up.
No. Look at rappers. Look at Kendrick.
Sorry.
Kendrick, feel like Kendrick,
look at Young Thug. Are you kidding?
Exactly.
Me?
Look at Lil Wayne. Look at any of these people.
Right.
I think they're conscious.
Stop being that dirty. Come on.
I'm just saying, I think they're conscious about the way they look.
Fetty Wap is. Fetty Wap is not concerned with his appearance.
Young Thug is not
concerned.
Don't
do that.
Drake, yes. Come Drake, he's taking steroids, so clearly he's fucking.
Come on.
Yeah, but that's it, though. He's a pretty boy rapper. Most of these rappers don't give a fuck. Mano, he don't care. None of these dudes care.
Mano cares with the chains and shit.
Mano does not care about his appearance.
It's flossing.
Different between flossing and actually, like, really caring about your appearance, thinking that you have to stay this way to be at the next level.
Yeah.
Like, these dudes don't give a fuck about being pretty or good looking.
Yeah.
You know?
They just floss when the cameras is on. Like, I'm going out tonight, I have an appearance. Let me throw on every motherfucking chain I got in this piece. Right. Let me take out the whip that I never drive because I'm leasing the motherfucker.
But that's their idea of looking a certain way, though.
No, because they're trying to stunt on dudes.
Yeah.
Huh? They're not doing that for women. They're doing that for dudes.
Exactly.
My point is, guys don't have to do it the same way girls are expected to do it, because girls are always expected to impress guys.
Even if you are a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you have it.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeremy, for your question from Australia. Don't forget to send all of your questions to our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com, or our Twitter, askDEHH. Ken, why are you always talking during my outro?
See, it's him!
Why are you always blaming people? Damn it! All right, see y'all later. Bye.
Peace.